With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The UN General Assembly votes overwhelmingly to demand a ceasefire in Gaza. Dennis France is president of the General Assembly.
Right now, what we are seeing is an onslaught on civilians, the breakdown of humanitarian systems, and profound disrespect for both international law and international humanitarian law.
But the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations defended Israel's actions.
There are no war crimes more heinous than the atrocities Hamas committed. And those that support this resolution are giving the terrorists a free pass. A ceasefire means one thing and one thing only, ensuring the survival of Hamas.
The vote in the 193-member world body was 153 in favor, 10 against, 23 abstained. The U.S. and Israel were joined in opposing the resolution by eight countries, including Austria and Guatemala. The Ukrainian president hitting up U.S. senators for more money. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's committed to addressing several national security needs, not just Ukraine.
My support for Ukraine and Israel is rock solid. I'm committed to preparing the U.S. military to deter and defend against Chinese aggression. I'm determined to get the national security crisis at the southern border under control. And I'm going to work to get it done as long as it takes.
Harvard's governing board votes to keep Claudine Gay as the school's president. Gay's faced calls for her resignation and firing after her appearance before a congressional committee to discuss anti-Semitism on her campus. This is SRN News. The most famous church in France will reopen in a year.
Officials rebuilding the fire-ravaged Notre Dame have told French President Emmanuel Macron he will be able to celebrate Christmas within its ancient walls next year. The work is progressing apace, and the experts are confident the giant cathedral will be able to open its doors on or about the first week of December 2024. Notre Dame burned in April of 2019, and when the smoke had cleared, Macron vowed it would be restored within 5 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Scotland's highest civil court has upheld the British government's move to block a landmark transgender law passed by the Scottish Parliament. The ruling by the Court of Session in Edinburgh is a setback for Scotland's semi-autonomous government. It overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing anyone 16 or older to change the gender designation on their identity documents by self-declaration, removing the need for a medical diagnosis. This is SRN News. Well, today the Senate is expected to give final passage to the National Defense Authorization Act. Bob Agnew reports.
The bill almost got tabled on Tuesday by GOP Senator Josh Hawley, angry that it fails to reauthorize the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act.
It is not right.
Not right, he says. The nation should turn its back on those impacted by the Defense Department's development of nuclear energy.
And tens of thousands of Americans who have relied on this program for 30-plus years for life-saving help and treatment, we'll get nothing.
The Senate is expected to give final passage to the bill today and send it to the House. Bob Agner reporting.
Hallucinate is Dictionary.com's 2023 Word of the Year. The website chose the word for its new context relating to AI. AI users have used it to discuss the inaccurate and sometimes weird outputs from chatbots that are presented as fact. They call it hallucinating. More details at SRNnews.com.